Minnesota appeals court affirms state law preventing ban on trans athletes. By Warner Todd Houston on March 18, 2024. A Minnesota appeals court has affirmed that banning transgender women from competing as a woman in sports is a violation of Minnesota's left-wing human rights statutes. The Minnesota Court of Appeals ruled Monday that a ban on a transgender weightlifter implemented by USA Powerlifting, USAPL, would be illegal in the state, Care TV reported. In its ruling, the court sent back a case to a lower court instructing the court to determine if transgender powerlifter J.C. Cooper was banned from competing in the weightlifting organization because he is a man seeking to compete as a transgender woman. Cooper brought his lawsuit to Minnesota in 2021 and won his case against USAPL last year when a Minnesota court ruled in his favor. In this week's appeals court ruling, the judges determined that USAPL did indeed violate the state's extremely left-wing Human Rights Act, but did note that it did not seem exactly clear in the lower court's case that the organization banned Cooper based solely on the fact that he is a man claiming to be a woman. There are genuine issues of material fact as to whether defendant excluded plaintiff from the women's division of its weightlifting competitions because of her transgender status, the appeals court said as it handed the case back to the lower court. USAPL put its transgender policy in place in 2019 to provide a level playing field for women competing in the sport. USA Powerlifting is not a fit for every athlete and for every medical condition or situation, the organization's transgender participation policy states. Simply, not all powerlifters are eligible to compete in USA Powerlifting. The policy says USA Powerlifting is a sports organization with rules and policies that apply to everyone to provide a level playing field. The group described powerlifting as a sport of strength rather than a sport of skill. Men naturally have a larger bone structure, higher bone density, stronger connective tissue, and higher muscle density than women, the statement said. These traits, even with reduced levels of testosterone, do not go away. While MTF, male to female, may be weaker and less muscle than they once were, the biological benefits given them at birth still remain over than of a female. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.